when you want to, after you've plowed, when you want to make the ground smoother, what do you use?
You use hair. A disc.
You disc it first.
Disc.
Then hair. Used to. Way back on, you disc it, and then you had what you call a harrow. You'd go back over this with these teeth in it.
Well, that's what we were talking about way back
then. Yeah, we'd...
Yes, right.
They don't do. They don't even break much ground now here.
They don't. They just...
They use a...
Chisel.
Chisel. They chisel it.
Yeah.
Long plows on a look like a cultivator behind the tractor. You go down. I mean, go in the ground that deep.
Doesn't turn the ground over.
You don't turn it over. It just shakes it loose.
Loosens it up.
That's new to me. That's probably what I've been seeing in the Delta. it stirs up a terrific cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
right? And that's a chisel.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually go down a couple feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then after they chisel it, they got a rotor harrow, what they call. It's got teeth on it, and then a iron roller behind it, and they go over it, getting it ready for making their seed bed. And they just don't break much ground here no more.
See, hundreds of acres of that really kicks up an awful lot of dust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly see the tractor going down through the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about wheat and hay, and did you ever chop any cotton?
Oh, yes. Makes my back hurt right now.
And what does that mean, chop cotton?
Well, it means to go through and get the weeds and grass out of it, and to thin it out, block it out,
mm-hmm.
to leave a certain number.
To do both, and
mm-hmm.
get the weeds and thin.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of grass or undesirable grass or weeds did you have?
Oh, we had every kind of grass. Crab grass and smart weeds and, stick weeds. Hog weeds.
Mm-hmm. And after you've cut clover and it comes back up, what do you call that? That time.
Second crop.
It's a second crop.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked about some of these. I talked about a spigot on a barrel, a smaller barrel that nails would come in.
Keg.
And around the bigger barrel would have.
Staves, hooks.
Staves would be up in the.
Uh huh. The staves are the wooden. Things
down,
that make the barrel.
And around this, the iron?
The hoops.
Uh-huh. And when you pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
It's the neck of the bottle. A
funnel?
Funnel. Okay.
The reason I ask that question is I've heard tunnel. Tunnel. And the way to close off a bottle?
Cork it up.
Uh-huh.
Cap it up.
Did you ever hear stopper or stopple?
Mm-hmm, stopper.
Now, is a stopper a cork or glass, or isn't there?
Well, it could be either. A bottle that you stop up a bottle, you could use a cork stopper or a glass stopper.
Either one.
Either one's a stopper.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about toe sacks. You don't know crocus sack.
Well, I've heard of a gunny sack. Mm-hmm. Now, what's that?
I think that's like these, finely woven.
I guess so,
more
yes.
Finely woven than
mm-hmm.
burlap. And in the hills, you don't have any big hills around here, but in fact, I'd like to investigate the difference.
Yeah, we have gullies.
Okay. How about hills, knobs, mountains, notches?
We have hills. We don't have mountains. We don't have notches.
Mm-hmm.
But
knobs.
We might have a knob.
We have hills and hollers.
Hills and hollers.
We have hill knobs or